Students from 30 schools have worked for months designing, building, and testing contraptions using complicated engineering methods to perform a simple task. These devices, also known as Rube Goldberg machines and similar to the game Mousetrap, move a marble by chain reaction to another location. 90.5 WESA Sarah Schneider prepared this audio postcard as part of our remake learning project.
3, 2, 1, go.
Just tap the cage. It's one intervention.
This was one of many chain reaction contraptions that hit a few roadblocks requiring the students to intervene and help get to the finishing point. Volunteer judges from Westinghouse Electric Company asked what stopped the marble from finishing. A student says he noticed the error before they released the marble but wasn't sure if he was allowed to fix it.
So you should never hesitate to ask some of their stakeholders, or particularly your customers, if what you're doing is what they're expecting.
The worst thing they can do is say no. So what did you learn from all of this?
I think a big thing we learned is when things don't work, it's okay. Because either if just a little repair or just try it a different way, it'll work out in the end.
Students will encounter failure multiple times, and engineers who are here judging them will tell them that to fail fast and often is really one of the best things that engineers can do, learning to embrace that and use it. It's a very fundamental element of their work, and these students come out the other side and they feel a whole lot more accomplished for it. My name is Linda Ortenzo, and I'm Director of STEM Programs at Carnegie Science Center. The definition of a chain reaction contraption in this contest is a machine that accomplishes a task in 20 steps or more. Each year, the students are assigned a particular task, this year's task, to tell a story.
We started looking through, like, you know, DVDs that we had laying around Mason's house, and we came across Madagascar. So we just did the beginning part where they escaped from the zoo.
This team of North Allegheny sophomores use levers, a spiral track the marble travels down, releasing birdseed through a funnel, and 17 other steps.
It starts with a cage where when you turn a key, it releases a ball onto a zigzaggy track. And it ends with a pendulum hitting a lever that pulls down a trap door with a little line that says busted.
We certainly learned a lot from the pendulum here. Originally, we had a design where we transferred the energy. We had several of these swinging hooks, and each hook would transfer the energy to the next hook. And eventually that was too complicated, but we learned lessons from that, applied it to this, just a simple pendulum, to make it work more consistently.
The competition is designed to challenge students creatively while showing them the very practical ways engineers work.
In reality, engineers span a whole host of fields and a whole lot of different roles. So there isn't just one thing that an engineer can do. There are many things that various types of engineers actually do.
For this competition, a machine can't be electronic. It has to use the various principles of physics, such as gravity and momentum, to accomplish a task. Even after the competition is finished, the judges ensure the students are learning.
So what kind of energy are you using in that?
That would be springs.
Yeah, that would be a spring.
Yeah, it would definitely
just
be a
torsional
spring.
Energy from the metals being bent.
Yeah, just more kinetic energy, kind of go.
But you're trying to control that energy
to go slow.
Well, maybe something you could play with for next year.
Absolutely.
The rest of the year.
We'll be holding on to this.
I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.